Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, earlier this month, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced over $20 million in funding for 10 affordable housing developments across Boston. The funding will preserve or produce over 600 housing units, part of the city's goal of building 6,500 new units of affordable housing. Now, of course, Boston is looking for new ways to help residents who are being displaced by rapidly rising rents or possibly even facing eviction. And last month, Mayor Walsh proposed a package of new bills that range from providing evicted tenants with legal assistance to offering tax credits to landlords who keep properties below market rates. So joining us now to speak more about these proposals is Mayor Walsh's Chief of Housing, Sheila Dillon. Sheila Dillon, it's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. Okay, so first of all, let me just get your broad view on something. The mayor introduced 5 pieces of legislation, 2 of which are specific to Boston and 3 were filed at the state level. Why introduce those state level bills?
Well, we have a problem with housing statewide, and, you know, we're working with the state very, very closely on lots of different strategies, production being one of them. But these are strategies that other cities and towns can use. So if we have a good idea, we certainly want to share it.
Mm. And so some of those ideas were the right to legal representation, as I mentioned earlier, the right of first refusal in cases where tenants are occupying properties that are facing foreclosure. They would have the right to refuse purchase if they wanted to be the first to buy it, and a tax credit for landlords who keep rental housing under market rates. I'm just curious. These are kind of outside the box ideas. Where'd they come from?
Well, you know, you mentioned in the beginning of the show, and you're absolutely right. Boston has a problem with our rents because we have a growing population and we don't have enough rental housing. We don't have enough housing, period. So, the Walsh administration is working really, really hard to correct that. And we just are going to release in the next couple of weeks some information showing that we have brought on 12,000 new units of housing. We have another 7,000 in construction. And we're starting to see rent stabilize. Mm-hmm. And that is really, really good news. But the mayor said to us, listen, until all of this new housing comes online, I'm hearing every day about people being evicted. So we've got to come up with an interim plan. And that's what we've been doing. So, you know, the Office of Housing Stability has been open now for about 6 months. And it's doing some wonderful things. It's providing case management, but it's also collecting research. And out of that research, we came up with this legislative package.
Yeah. So let me ask you specifically about the tax credit idea. It would offer a $1,500 state income tax credit to landlords who are renting unsubsidized properties at below market rate, but they couldn't do this for more than 6 units. Now, we were looking at the details of this proposal, and I think the rent would have to be, say, for a 1-bedroom, according to high home rent as defined by HUD. It couldn't be more than, what, $1,255 for a 1-bedroom? Is that right?
That's right. I think you got more information in front of you than I do. But they'd have to rent for less than HUD's published fair market rents. You know, we hear all the time, you know, someone is renting, you know, they live in a triple decker, they've got a couple units, they've had long-term tenants, and they're providing them below market rents. And we applaud that. So we said, how can we reward these folks to keep doing this even as their electricity bill goes up or their cable bill goes up? How can we make it easier for them to do this good neighborly deed? So we think it's a great idea. And it's not going to cost the state all of that much. So we'd love to see this pass.
I see. Okay. So that explains something to us, because we were wondering what landlord would actually do this, right? Because an average rent for a 1-bedroom in Boston is over $2,000. So, you know, if they drop from the $2,000 to the $1,255, they'd ostensibly lose more than $9,000 a year in rent. And that $1,500 tax credit, just there's no way it would make up for that.
That's absolutely correct. I think this is more targeted for people that are doing the right thing now and they've had long-term tenants. Maybe they've got elderly people in their buildings and they don't want to raise rents. So it's rewarding them for that behavior.
I see. Okay. So what's the response been on Beacon Hill to some of the mayor's proposals so far?
Well, we've met with the Boston delegation on all 5 proposals, and there's been a lot of reception. People are signing on. I think a lot of people are very, very excited about the legal representation bill, the Act to Promote Homeless Prevention, And if for folks that don't know, that would provide people that are getting evicted or going to court on a housing issue legal representation as of right. And we know now that only about 7% of households that go to housing court have legal representation. And when they do have legal representation, the results are so much better. So people are very, very excited about trying this. So that's a clear win.
Yeah. And so tell me more about that. So if you're looking to potentially provide legal representation to 93% of people who end up in housing court, how would that get paid for?
Well, right now, we haven't put a price tag on it yet, but we would use the same mechanism that others use through the Mass Committee for Public Counsel Services. And they provide legal representation if you can't afford it. But if you think about families that do get evicted, they end up in the shelter system, which is very expensive for the state. I've heard estimates of $35,000, $36,000 per year per family. So this, if you can keep a family in their home, you save on shelter costs and kids have better education outcomes, et cetera, et cetera. So we think in the end, it would be a net savings for the state.
But so this would be, for families or people who end up in housing court. I mean, you and I on the show have talked before about how so many people who do get those notices to quit, who do get evicted, never even go to housing court. They just leave their homes.
That is right. So now another piece of legislation that was filed is the Jim Brooks Community Stabilization Act. Mm-hmm. And this would require every landlord that starts an eviction proceeding, so 14-day notice to quit, a 30-day notice to quit, they would have to notify the new Office of Housing Stability. And once we get that notice, we would turn right around and say to the tenants, you know, you've got a notice. We've got notification of that notice. Call our office. Here's how you can, you know, get legal representation. Here's your rights. Don't leave. You know, let's talk out some options. So I think that as a companion piece would really inform a lot of tenants that just decide to leave once they get a notice. And that we don't want that to happen.
Yeah. So, you know, I have to say, I like the creativity behind all of these proposals, but they also seem like proposals that are just sort of trying to hold back the crisis, or like keep us in crisis management mode. And you know, we've discussed before that the only way to get into, you know, true stabilization is to keep building more. I mean, can you tell us, like, we saw the rent stabilization happen for the first time relatively recently, but are we on track to continue that?
Well, you know, we put forth looking at the population growth. We said, boy, we need 53,000 new units of housing. So 12,000 are online or come online right now. They're rented or being rented. Like I mentioned, 7,000 are in construction. Yeah. We have another 19,000 in the pipeline under review. We're actually keeping pace with our population growth for the first time in decades. So, and we're starting to see the rents in the older housing stock, and that's kind of a very important piece of information. In the older housing stock, we're seeing rents stabilize or go down slightly. So the supply seems to be having a positive effect. So we're really very, very pleased about that. But Mayor Walsh has been also very, very, very clear. He does not want just market rate housing built. He wants more affordable housing and housing for the middle class. And our numbers are very good there, too. So I think with the right production and these tenant protections, we'll start seeing a better situation.
Do you want to see more home ownership, though? Because, I mean, I take your point about the city doing all it can about rents, but wouldn't it be also good to increase just the number of owner occupants that we have across the city?
Absolutely. I think, you know, every neighborhood is really benefits when we have renters and homeowners living side by side. And we are funding a lot of affordable homeownership opportunities right now. We looked at a lot of our land inventory. We've put a lot of that inventory out for homeownership production. And also we're starting to see more developers develop housing for homeownership opportunities. So we're starting to see that because it is very expensive to buy a home in Boston right now.
Yeah. You know, Sheila, I just want to jump in here because I feel like everything you've described and all the efforts and programs and experiments that the mayor's office is undertaking paint a very rosy picture about the possibilities in Boston for housing. And, you know, more power to you. We want these experiments to succeed. But on the other hand, you know as well as I do that people listening out there are still feeling like they may be living in an unsustainable city. So are we painting too rosy a picture here? I mean, there's still a crisis unfolding.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we offered open the Office of Housing Stability, because we, you know, people call every single day. They call me personally and say, I need help. I need, you know, you to talk to my landlord. I want to stay in the city. I can't find an apartment I can rent. Absolutely. That's happening every single day. So I'm well aware of how difficult it is right now for many, many people. All I can do, though, is keep working as hard as I can. And the administration is working as hard as it can to actually fix it. Because if we don't fix it in the long run, you know, we're not going to have a sustainable city, and we're not going to have a city where everybody can call home. So I have to be somewhat optimistic that all of this hard work is going to pay off. But I don't underestimate the pain that people are feeling right now.
Well, Sheila Dillon is the Chief of Housing and Director of Neighborhood Development for the City of Boston. It is always great to have you on the show, Sheila Dillon. Thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.